hitting 291 on the year, just south of 300 with two home runs and seven runs batted in. Taking a look at the numbers on Chapman this year, fourth on the team with his 291 batting average. 16 hits, two doubles, a triple, two home runs, and seven runs batted in. Six walks and 12 strikeouts as well for Chapman, who watches that pitch clip the outside corner. A knee-high strike as the count goes to 0-1. No balls, one strike. And the pitch down and away misses. That evens up the count at 1-1. Mirowski again delivers home. Chapman chased an off-speed pitch down and away. That misses as the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Offering on the way home to Chapman, outside and high on a fastball. That misses away, and the count goes to 2-2. That's going to tail away, and now a three ball and two strike count here for Chapman, working the count full. As he looks down the third baseline, we'll step back into the batter's box and try to get things going again. Three-two offering on its way home. Chopped foul as it bounces up and hits Chapman in his right thigh. And the count stays at three balls and two strikes. Again, we're just in the bottom half of the first inning in today's action. Birds endured a one-hour rain delay, just over an hour and a half, actually, before the first pitch was actually thrown tonight. As Mirowski sets and delivers again. That one chopped down the first baseline, picked up on the play by Humphreys. He will go over and step on first, and that ends the inning. A 1-2-3 frame here in the first. Both teams go scoreless, and after one inning of action, it reads on the scoreboard 0-0, but we take the field again with Bywater back on the hill, and he'll get set to face the 5, 6, and 7 batters, Humphreys, Kang, and Bailey, when we come back. More Canaries baseball due up after this on KWSN. One inning in the books here at Sioux Falls Stadium, and as we get inning number two underway, Brian Humphreys, a former Canary, steps into the batter's box, and he tried to sneak a bunt in and catch the defense sleeping, but it goes foul as the count now sits at 0-1. No balls and one strike to Brian Humphreys, who's off to another good start in 2016. A 322 batting average on the year with a home run and 10 runs batted in, but a guy who went and looked for more money during the offseason, and it's obviously his right to do so. A young man trying to make a living as a baseball player and found a good contract with the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks, and a guy who didn't even know if he was, in all honesty, going to play in 2016, elected to go up to Fargo, and now off to a good start with that 322 batting average, 10 RBI on the year, as Bywater delivers home, nearly hits Humphreys on a pitch that tailed inside, and the count now at a ball and two strikes. Nobody on after a leadoff single back in the first inning. Next three batters were retired. Now Humphreys batting to lead off this inning as that pitch swung on and missed. They will tag Humphreys, and he strikes out at the plate in his return to Sioux Falls Stadium. The first strikeout in a Canaries uniform for Matt Bywater, and now one away here in the top half of the second.
Now with the dish for the Redhawks.
That'll bring up KD Kang to the plate. Looking at the numbers on Kang here in the 2016 season. Okay numbers overall. As he steps in from the left side again, this is going to be an interesting challenge. There's a ton of lefties in the lineup for the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks. And with the Birds getting two left-handed starters in their rotation this weekend, three overall, it kind of gives them a chance to really compete against some of these lineups in the North Division. And you don't see very often a pitching staff that has three lefties in their rotation as far as starters, let alone three lefties in their entire pitching corps. But this Canary staff has five left-handed pitchers, including Chris Regas and Josh Farrell, who pitch from the left side in the bullpen. Right now, though, it's Matt Bywater, the newest left-hander in the pitching staff for the Birds, missing inside and low to Kang, who has a 333 batting average with three home runs and nine runs batted in. Kang, one of the many power hitters for the Redhawks so far this year, off to good starts. Kang, 16 hits, 4 doubles, 3 home runs, and 9 runs batted in. Also has 5 walks, but 14 strikeouts on the year as that pitch misses low. And Bywater will walk his first batter of the day, a 4-pitch walk with one out to put a man on. Now as Luke Bailey comes to the plate. This might be an opportunity for the Birds to try to work a double play. Bailey, who steps in with 15 strikeouts on the season, second most on the team, has a .163 batting average, 8 hits in his first 49 at-bats, 3 home runs, 6 runs batted in. They have 4 players on this team who have 2 or more home runs on the year. Actually, 5 batters who have 2 or more home runs, and 3 of them have 3 home runs on the year. As that pitch is swung on and missed, might have gotten on a foul tip, actually, the catcher, Nolan Johnson, who gets up and tries to jog it off. This is a team in Fargo hitting .263 overall as a squad, but they've already hit 15 home runs on the year. Comparing that to the Sioux Falls Canaries, they have 13 home runs, so not that far off of Fargo as far as the home run category is concerned. The leader in the American Association, the St. Paul Saints, they have 21 round trippers this year, with the Texas Airhawks right behind them with 8 as a team in 2016. Check this out. There's a guy who plays for the Texas Airhawks, and I kid you not, his name is Burt Reynolds. That is no joke. Burt Reynolds, he is the leader in the American Association with 6 home runs right now. He has 1/3 of his team's home runs this season. If I were to tell you Burt Reynolds had that many home runs, you would laugh at me and say, yeah, right, but I'm not kidding. There's a guy named Burt Reynolds in the American Association who's leading the way with 6 runs or home runs on the year. Anyways, it's a 2-1 count here now back at the plate for Luke Bailey with the runner at first, Bergen holding him on. And the pitch on the way home from Bywater. Dribbled weakly up the first base side. That goes foul, and now the count evens up at 2-2. Canaries think with their pitching staff they have a little bit of a chance to maybe attack this powerful Fargo offense and see if they can't slow them down. As we come into today's play, Fargo offensively is 5th in the American Association with their .263 batting average. They're also currently right now 5th in the league with a .389 ERA as a pitching staff. So looking very good as a team overall in 2016. What's hurt Fargo right now is their defense, though. They have the worst defense in the American Association, posting a .964 fielding percentage. They have committed the most errors in the league this year with 18 as well. As that pitch misses outside, Birds are hoping that their offense can maybe provide some fireworks on the base paths today, force this Fargo team to commit a few errors, and hopefully sneak away with a win here on Friday night. Birds, who won yesterday, have not won back-to-back games since their 5-game winning streak to start the year. Runner at first goes, but the pitch is fouled back out of play. Retreating back to first base now will be KD Kang as Bailey stays in with a 3-ball and 2-strike count. One on and one out. Birds could use a double play ball here in this half inning of action. Pickoff attempt over to first base and a lazy play by the Canaries first baseman Bergen. It's going to allow the runner to advance. And Bergen, who kind of nonchalantly went down after that baseball, thought he was going to be able to dig it out. It bounced right over his glove and got away from him. Normally you see first baseman kind of body up that baseball and ensure that it doesn't get away. He tried to scoop underneath it with his glove, and in doing so, it rolled away from him. And now a runner in scoring position at second. 3-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Popped up in the air again, back out of play, foul. And Bailey will keep his at-bat going here with the 3-2 count. Here's the pitch home again, skied in the air, down the right field line and out of play, foul. As the count stays at 3-2. Bywater delivers home. That pitch in the dirt low and back-to-back walks. I think they're going to try and see if maybe he went around on the swing, and they're going to say he did not. So now two men on here with one out. The error won't hurt the Sioux Falls Canaries, but they do have one here today as Kes Carter comes to the plate. Two on. Bailey stands at first, Kang at first, and Carter at the plate. They're going to appeal and say he went around on a check swing, and the count will go to 0-1. No balls, one strike. Bywater in his second inning of action. And the pitch popped up in the air, back out of play again. And now an 0-2 card here, count for Carter. He steps back in from the left side in another lefty-lefty matchup for Bywater. And the pitch on the way home. Swing and a miss at the plate. He strikes out for the 17th time this season. Second strikeout of the inning for Bywater. And now two down as Brian Johns, the nine-hole hitter, comes to the plate. Shortstop for the Goldeyes, or for the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks, rather. Got to get the Goldeyes out of my head with Josh Mazzola here in town. It's been kind of hard to forget that he is no longer with the Winnipeg Goldeyes, but now with Fargo. And with Brian Johns at the plate, making his first appearance here at Sioux Falls Stadium, Johns will step in from the right side. First pitch fouled off his foot. Johns, a 250 hitter on the season through seven games this year, five hits and 20 at bats, including a home run and two runs batted in. Johns has not walked yet this season. Correction, actually, as we double check that, it's Ryan Wagner who has not walked this year. Johns has walked five times and has struck out six. No balls, one strike, two outs. Two men on here with two down as Bywater delivers home, and that pitch grounded to the left side. Pena is waiting for it, will go across the diamond to first. Bergen is there, and the inning will come to an end. That'll do it here for the Birds after the final out of the inning. And no runs on the board. One man make it, two men left on base. We complete the top half of the second inning with the Canaries coming back to the plate. Bergen, Zutenhorst, and Pena, the scheduled middle of the order for the Canaries. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Canaries Baseball on AM 1230 and FM 98.1 KWSN.